Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hi, Emma. I see you're excited about today's episode. What's on the agenda?
Well, Daniel, let me tell you about the Carbon Build Showcase at Burnley College. It was such an inspiring event that's now going to be an annual tradition.
Oh, sounds interesting. What exactly did they showcase there?
It was a platform for over 40 companies from Lancashire, the UK, and even the United States to connect with potential apprentices. They also demonstrated the latest in sustainable technology.
Wow, that is so cool. I wonder what kind of sustainable tech they had on display.
They had everything from solar power cells to high-tech boiler systems and battery-powered LED lights. It was a glimpse into the future of low-carbon technology.
I see, and how did the companies respond to this event?
They were very enthusiastic. Take Ian Pickroft from James Hargreaves Plumbing Supplies, for example. He was impressed by the apprentices' passion for sustainability.
What did he specifically say about it?
He said it was a really enjoyable and productive day. He was particularly impressed by the apprentices' interest in low-carbon products. That's quite a big claim, right?
Right, and what about the technology on display? Was there anything particularly innovative?
Absolutely. Milwaukee Tools demonstrated an MX Fuel 14 saw with a trailblazing anti-theft feature. It uses geolocking, so if the tool leaves the site, it becomes unusable.
Oh, that sounds pretty high-tech. How does the tracking work exactly?
If the tool is taken out of a certain geographical location, it automatically becomes unusable. Then they can track it back to its exact location and reset it.
That's pretty smart. So it's not just about sustainability, but also security.
Exactly. David Lord, head of construction at Burnley College, said the commitment to low carbon and net zero products is inspiring. He also mentioned plans for next year's event.
Any idea which companies were there?
They had a big list, including Aspire UK, ATP, Brightled, and many more. It was quite an impressive lineup.
That's quite a range. From the names, it looks like there was a good mix of big and small companies.
Very true, and that's what makes events like these so valuable. They connect everyone from global leaders to innovative SMEs.
I wonder if there are any upcoming events or ways to get involved.
Definitely. The Carbon Build Showcase 2023 is already in the works. And if you're interested in apprenticeships in construction or engineering, Themis at Burnley College has industry-leading programs.
Great to hear. For those who want to get in touch, I'm guessing there's a website mentioned.
Yes, you can visit www.burnley.ac.uk/themis-home/ to find out more. You can also reach out by phone or email if you have any questions.
Thanks for sharing that. Our listeners should definitely check that out.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Until next time, stay curious about the future of aerospace and construction.
And remember, the future is being built right here in the Northwest. See you next time.